The presidential candidate of the National Democratic Party, Nana Konedo Ajiman Rawlings, says her desire to lead Ghana is to restore probity and accountability to the country's body politic. She said she is ready to correct the inadequacies in the system. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Nana Konedo said it is her desire to change for the better the quality of lives of Ghanaians, hence the decision to run for political office.
One of the reasons that I can give very clearly is the fact that I want to be able to bring sanity and probity and accountability back into governance. I want to be able to change lifestyles for Ghanaian people. I think that the men have done it for so many years. We would want to see what women can do in Ghana. And trust me, as I've said in other places, when a woman needs to feed her children, she doesn't go and set up a meeting or a committee or a commission to discuss what kind of food she should give to those children. The children are hungry, she'll move out there and make sure that there's food on the table every day. The inadequacies in the system, and change it for the better for the Ghanaian people.
And you believe this is the time for women or a woman to lead the country?
We are 52% of the population. The men are 48%. It should have been the time when we reach 50%. Today, I think we've surpassed it. So yes, it is the time.
Are you taking inspiration from what is happening in Liberia, Argentina, Brazil, the Philippines? And if all goes well for the US, Hillary Clinton, woman president, did you take inspiration from all these women?
I think that it would be funny for me not to see that every woman who gets the opportunity to lead a nation, to be able to change things for the better, I cannot learn anything from them. Definitely, I'll learn a lot from them. Inspiration, yes. Passion is my own. Ambition is mine. But I believe that if I'm able to make it to the front line, I will be able to improve on the quality of life for Ghanaians. For me, that's the bottom line. Quality of life for every Ghanaian.
The former First Lady said an NDP government will work to put the country's economy on a sound footing. She said currently the economy is seriously sick and needs a physician to heal it. Furthermore, empowering the people to fully participate in the body politic is essential. This, she believes, can be done through the decentralization process, which unfortunately is not working.
The IMF said that we have not left the doldrums yet. And until we get our fiscal thing and our economy going properly, we will still have to lean on the IMF. Some people say things were all right, but we needed the IMF to help to streamline things. I say that when you are not sick, you don't go to the hospital. You don't go and see a doctor.
So
we are sick economically. That's why we're going to see our doctor. And the doctor is IMF. So the doctor is prescribing a number of medicines for us. And as they are just prescribing the medicine, if you don't take the medicine in its doses and try to do the things that will make you healthier, you're not going to move from point A to point B and get healthier. There are other areas that one would definitely tackle. Another one being empowerment of the people. You see, when you empower people, they can then take you to task when you're not doing the right thing. If you empower people, they'll make sure that you actually use the constitution as it should be used, look at the directive principles, and make sure that a leader is following it. If you disempower the people, then they fail to even question you. They fail to take you to task. They fail to query anything you do. And then they sit down for you to...
They had about 10 million sitting there.
I want to see an empowered people
Ghana. How would you empower them, for instance?
By bringing effective decentralization and making sure that decentralization actually works, because it's not working today at all. And so you see a situation where even in the districts, where they should be taking major decisions on how they want the district to be managed, it's being done from...
The NDP flag bearer said she has toured all the 10 regions, encouraging the electorate to make the right decision by voting for the right person and not to sell their vote. She said every government has been adding up to the country's infrastructure development, but what her husband, former President Rawlings, did in his tenure far outweigh what successive governments have done.
Nobody can claim to be the custodian of infrastructure. Nobody. Because it's going from step to step. What my husband did, if we equate it to what it was, which you were probably not born, you will say that he did the best. But even he doesn't say that. Because it was a collapsed state, according to the IMF, according to the World Bank, the state had collapsed. Ghana was a collapsed state and nobody could pick it up. So if we're going to talk about those things, I think that we might get carried away. So let's not go into those areas that will carry us into unnecessary debate.